evening. It's getting later and later. I look at my watch. It's 9 o'clock already. You're still not home. I turn on the faucet knob and hear the sound of the rushing water break the stillness of the night. Remember how I used to enjoy the stillness of a light night alone, catching up on my reading, just thinking about us and the last time that we were together. Now it seems like forever since I saw you before the night set in. You work so hard for us, for me, for everything, for our future, and I'm so proud to have such a successful husband, to have a man who wants so much and has so many dreams. But then I'm here at night, and sometimes I get lonely. I slide the slender straps of my sundress off my shoulders and let this light, silky material caress my figure on its way to the floor. I stand naked now before the warm bath, and I long for you. For the times that you would drive on your lunch break just to see me. You would meet me, and we'd have a picnic in the park together. I step into the warm bath, thinking about our favorite park, the one where the waterfall runs into the river, making the perfect backdrop for our romantic get-togethers. The violent flow of the water blocking out every other sound and leaving just the two of us alone in the world. Of course, that picnic always ended with us making out passionately, like we were the only people left in the whole world. Your gentle hands explored my body. Your touch was patient and passionate. It was powerful. The warm bath water engulfs my slender body as I lay down into the tub. The rush of water creating a wake gently massaging my vagina. My body aches to be touched. I run my fingers over my breasts and feel my nipples harden under my own caresses. How I long for your stare, your sultry stare, to be upon my body. To have you standing in the room watching me. In the water, as I touch myself, your eyes see my curves. I guide my hips forwards toward the stream of warm water. I feel myself getting more and more aroused. The running water massages my clit. I arch my back. Cup my pert breasts. In my hands. Oh, it feels good. My mind wandering to a summer afternoon in your car. You lay back reclined on the front seat. Oh, your swollen cock protruding from your pants. Oh. My mouth hungers for it. Slips over it. Oh, you taste so good. You're so hard just for me. My mouth slurps as I swallow you. Your fingers slide up my dress and past my thighs. Your fingers can feel how wet I am. Oh, I didn't even realize I was that wet for you. You put my panties aside. Oh, I watched you as you lost your cool. Oh, and your cock stiffened even harder in my mouth. I felt it. Plunging your fingers into my waiting vagina. I felt your tempo. Set the tempo of how you wanted me to suck on you. I stroked and squeezed your balls. and you almost tried to pull out of my grasp. Ready to explode in this section of my mouth. Your orgasm begins to rush over me. The warm rushing water running over my clit. I buck my hips against the water, wishing it was against you. Oh, I imagine your semen exploding from your rock-hard cock. Oh, coating my tongue, filling my mouth. I swallow every drop of you, sucking you dry. Yeah. So satisfying. Your fingers inside me. Your cock in my mouth. I miss you. I'm here alone. I hear you rustle your clothes off and crawl into bed with me. My eyes can see that the time says 11:42 on the clock on your side of the bed, and I pretend to sleep. I don't know why. It just seems like the right thing to do. Soon you're snoring away next to me, fast asleep. Your arm draped over me. It seems right again. I lean over and kiss your skin. I want you to sleep, so I try not to wake you up. But I brush your skin and leave kisses on your neck. We wake up the next morning at 7 like we do every morning. Oh, you're so sweet and loving, kissing me on my neck as I put on my makeup. You're so attentive when we're together. You chatter about what you did at work. I tell you what I did. We talk about the news. But it's hard to think about the news when in my mind I just want you to ravish me, to take me. I want your eyes to look at my sultry shape, and I want to lose myself in your touch. Just bend me over the bureau. Have me fill me. I want to press back against you and spread my legs wide for you. But you don't, and we don't. You kiss me on the lips. 10 and tell me that you're not sure when you'll be home. Just like most days, I say that I love you, and I hold my hug longer than usual. We go our separate ways. Days pass. Can it be weeks since the last time we shared a passion? I long for it. Why can't I tell you that? I don't know why. It seems the most that I can get out of you is a casual morning sex when you wake up with your cock raging hard and pressed against me. There's the occasional nights when you're not too tired from work to have some routine release. But the closest I've been to satisfaction has been reading those stories on the internet. I've started imagining myself as a character in those erotic fantasies, being swept away in a romantic getaway, making sweet love on a beach, even masturbating in front of a group of men while they stroke their cocks and delight. Ugh, my fantasy life getting more and more extreme, as my real life with you seems more bland. Just last night, I lay in the warm bath, water running aggressively against my aching pussy, my legs spread wide, my hands caressing, squeezing my erect nipples, while my wet vagina begged for an orgasm. The sound of the water rushing fills my ears, my mind racing with naughty, naughty fantasies. I was bending over on my hands and knees, having my pussy fucked hard and fast by a big swollen cock. Longing for me. I buck my hips. Dream of that cock coming just for me, shooting a hot load all over my body. Want nothing more. Someone to please themselves with my body. A waterfall of warm water spraying over me. I imagine the cock exploding on my tongue, shot after shot of hot shoes coating my lips. Oh, the heat spilling onto my breasts. Scene played over and over in my mind as I came. Each time, a stiff cock shooting more and more cum onto me. What if it was more than one? What if I had two? One in my mouth, one pouring cum onto my breasts. Oh, I don't know what's happening to me. What happened to our nights in front of the fire, our days in the park? We were laughing. Oh, you made me laugh, and I loved it. Your caresses, your kisses, making love. It was so long ago. Oh, but today's list different. Could it be the day that I've been waiting for? I received some flowers today. Oh, the bell rang after I got home from work. The woman smiled and handed me an enormous bouquet. Oh, the red roses, the baby's breath. I opened the card. Oh, this is what I've been waiting for. It read, "My love, I'll see you at the park tonight at 8. Don't be late. Love, Jay." My face flushed as my temperature rose. I spent that rest of the evening getting ready for you. Wanting to look perfect for you. Wanting you to want me. Wanting you to remember what it was like before. I rushed to my car at 7:45, so nervous, wondering what you're gonna think of me. What is it that you have planned? I speed down the winding roads, fantasizing what it is that you have for me, for us. A late night rendezvous. This is what I've been wanting. I'm sure I'm already wet. But I can't help but wonder if I'm going to be disappointed again like I have been in the past weeks. Pulling into the parking lot we always use, I see your car in the far end, parked, and I to it. I see a trail of flower petals leading from your car towards the water, and I follow the petals. I see some candles. Some candles lighting my path. I walk slowly, not knowing where you are, but doing my sexiest walk, hoping your eyes are on me. I want to run to you, but I walk. I know where I'm headed. I know the path is leading me to our waterfall. The waterfall gets louder and louder, almost deafening my ears as I get so close. My eyes focus on the blanket laid next to the mouth of the river. There you are, staring at me, and there's champagne and fresh fruit, but your eyes are looking at me. I sit down at your side, and I grin. Oh, my smile is a mile wide. As you say, my sexy Victoria, thank you for joining me. Oh, I can't resist this wonderful man. We sit, we enjoy the strawberries and champagne. Your eyes are watching me. I love being in the center of your attention. If your eyes aren't on my eyes, they're roaming down my body, over my skin, even down to my toes. Oh, I'd forgotten it, that intoxicating feeling. Oh, how intense you can be. Oh, before long, you've moved next to me, caressing my arms and kissing my neck. Your hands move slowly and teasingly over my body, intentionally avoiding my most erogenous areas, at least for now. My body is aching for you, yet is completely enjoying the prolonging ecstasy of your touch. Then you stood up and extended your hand to me. I took it in mine, and you guided me onto the beach behind the waterfall. The night was warm, but the air cool with moisture behind the running water. You laid me down on my back and laid your body onto mine. Oh, feeling your lips on mine while your hands run firmly over my body was almost more than I can take. Oh, it's been so long. Press my hips up towards the bulge in your pants. Oh, yes, I can feel your manhood pulse against me. Oh, I want you. Jay, I want you. Oh, Jay. Oh. You gently but firmly work your way down to my thighs, parting them with your hands. My sundress slips up. I can feel it bunched up against my navel. I breathe. I breathe heavier when I feel your breath. In my vagina as you run your hands over my thighs. Sliding my underwear over my knees. I kick them off with my feet. Oh, and there's my flower for you. Oh, licking, caressing. You caress it with your tongue. Oh, I might come right now. Oh, yes, let me come, baby. Oh, Jay. But you seem to have other plans. No. Oh, can I wait? Sliding your pants down, yes. Yes, I see your stiff erection. Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Oh, I love your thick, long cock. Oh, I reach out and take it in my hand. Oh, I squeeze it and stroke it. But mostly I guide it towards my warm, wet pussy. Slowly, I push you into me. I stroke you even as you slide into my wet heat. You pull my dress up higher. Your hands becoming more aggressive as you pull my breasts free. Yes, you're kneading them. Oh, lick the baby. Suck on it. Take that nipple to your mouth. Soon your cock has completely disappeared into me right where I want it. Your hips riding... My hips riding... Riding up to meet your strokes. Oh, our bodies together. You're sliding in and out of my dripping wet cavern. Oh, I hear you moan. I hear your words. I hear that you love me. Oh, you're saying it with your words and with your body, with your cock and with your touch. Oh, you reached your hands under me, grasping my ass. Yes, I love it. Ah, you're fucking me deep, 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 deep. Oh, your fuck cock twitches. Ah, as you groan loudly into my ear. My breasts are bouncing against your chest. Yes. Your cock pours its seed into me. I feel the familiar sound of rushing water as ecstasy overcomes me. But this time it's different. The roaring waterfall was the sound of nature, not of the faucet I've turned on so many times thinking of you. Oh, the feeling of your cock in me is my fantasy. It's better than all my fantasies. My pussy clenched down on your cock. I milk out your last drop as I come. Yes, Jay! 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 Oh, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, Jay. You collapse onto me. Our sticky flesh rubbing together. Oh, and you whisper in my ear, Victoria, I've missed you too.